on Sunday at ASBC. I started John 3. I've been preaching through John's gospel since October, and I'm still only to chapter 3. That's funny, but
working through it
slowly, it really does produce more fruit. There's more depth in the text than we often realize.
I hear at the beginning, John has made
human depravity very clear to his audience. Jesus, he would not entrust himself to the people who believed in him because he knew what was in them. He knew every intent of the human heart was only wicked all the time, according to Genesis chapter 6. And at the beginning of John chapter 3, John very clearly states that no one has the ability to see the kingdom of heaven unless he is born again. And we can't determine who will and will not be born again. The Spirit moves according to the Spirit's will to cause this rebirth before John ever begins talking about human belief or human confession. This essential depravity of man is the most basic concept of the gospel message, followed closely by the fact that if I'm going to be saved, God must do it. He must do it wholly because I don't have the ability to see the kingdom of heaven with my natural eyes. I made this specific application on Sunday morning because I believe no one can see the kingdom of heaven with his natural eyes, and God must do all the saving in a very monergistic way. I must believe God can save anyone. He can save people who even believe differently and hold a different confession than I do because he is literally all-powerful and sovereign. He can save Baptists, he can save Methodists, he can save Anglicans, he can save Catholics, and he can save Muslims, and he can save Hindus, and even atheists according to his will by causing them to be born again of the Spirit rather than the flesh. Now, as I am, scrolling social media over the last several weeks, I notice a lot of arguments about which denomination or which church is the best. You know, Catholics, they're easy to pick out because they're so big and so loud, but Catholics think they are the only church. They claim to have given the Bible and have descended directly from the apostles. And while everyone else is trying to follow the Bible, the Catholics are out there claiming that the Bible is based in the Catholic Church. And it's easy to pick them out again because they are being so loud at the moment. But I get to thinking about all the things different denominations claim while they are trying to be better than others. And to focus in a little more, there are all the things different local churches will claim to do and try showing they are better than other local churches. In the same vein, preachers and pastors will make claims and do things while claiming to show it is better to listen to them and attend their church services than it is to listen to the preacher down the street or attend his church. I'm reminded about James and John arguing as to who was the greatest, asking Jesus to seat them at his right and left hand. Now look, only Jesus could go to the cross. He had to go alone. And the Pope didn't die to save us. Mary didn't die to save us. Peter didn't die to save us. And Pastor Jim didn't die to save us. Only Jesus did that. Only the Holy Spirit can cause anyone to be born again. Now, if my religion or participation in church can't get me close to God, I am very, very humbled by that fact. And no matter my religion, I am no better or closer to God than any other person. And woe to me if I think I am closer or my church can get people closer to God. unless someone is born again, he can't even see, the kingdom of heaven. And I hope you will take a moment to go and listen to those two sermons. You can find them at aleksbc.church. That's aleksbc.church. You can find them on any podcasting platform and even on YouTube. And I'll include links in the description. But just by the basic biblical doctrines of our depravity and need for regeneration before we can have faith, we must conclude that no church, denomination, or even religion is any better than any other, because no matter their sincerity, ritual, or outward actions, no religion can get us close to God. We must be born again. Only the Spirit can do that according to His determination, not ours. And when we debate who is better or relentlessly try to constantly convert one another to our own points of view as if we sit closer to Jesus than anyone else, I fear Jesus responds to us like he did to his own disciples following the shame of James and John. You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them. It is not this way among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just as the Son of Man, Jesus referring to himself, did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. And that's in Matthew chapter 20, verses 25 through 28. Look, Jesus consistently gave this instruction. We too often respond to Jesus' instruction by continuing to argue about who is better, more intelligent, more apostolic, more biblical, more entertaining, and more ritualistically clean. It's like we've missed the whole point of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we really wanted to be apostolic, we would serve one another rather than try to appear superior. Not even Jesus did what we are doing. And here, we see all of our Christian denominations trying to convert one another and argue over legitimacy, and all the while ignoring Christ's very plain words. Jesus came to serve, not lord his authority over people like the unbelievers did. And Jesus actually had authority. We don't actually have authority. His apostles didn't actually have authority. He instructed the apostles to become servants rather than leaders or heads or popes. And if we are going to have ministries like them, to be God-honoring local churches, our lives and our interactions with one another must be about service, not proving our superiority. Now, after all, none of us can see the way to the kingdom of heaven with our natural eyes. Only Jesus has been there. Only he can deliver us. And only the Spirit can cause us to be born again. My local church is not better than yours. My religion is not better than yours. And yours is not better than mine. God must save us all in Christ, according to His will. Our religious works will never bring us close to God. Our spiritual disciplines cannot prepare the way before us. The sacraments will not actually maintain or increase our status, even if they make us feel good. Nicodemus fell into that trap in John chapter 3, and Jesus criticized him for not even understanding worldly things. Only the Spirit can do that. And like the wind, we cannot determine where he comes from or where he is going. Brothers and sisters, please humble yourselves. This "I'm better than you" sibling trisk is beneath us. Let's be more like the beggar asking for mercy and less like the Pharisee thanking God that he's not like that poor beggar. Our pretend knowledge doesn't matter. Our rituals and sacraments fall short of God's glory. Let us come to him sincerely with the nothing we have to offer. God is good. He is good to all his children, even though we have nothing to give. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Andrew Paul Cannon Podcast. I would love to connect with you. Check out my website, andrewpaulcannon.blog, and check out our church website, elecsbc.church, and I will catch you next time.